for 4 minutes. He's in first place. I'm counting because the Gospels are going to get longer and longer as we lead into Easter. It's a little bit of Catholic exercise and calisthenics. We're getting you nice and ready and strong for the 10-pager on Palm Sunday. It's a good one. One of the best decisions I've made in my life was to call my grandmother every week. It started about 7 years ago or so, and she passed away a couple of years ago. But I really came to appreciate her and to love her more because I came to know her. I came to know her experiences. She was born in 1923. She lived in times that I can't imagine. A Great Depression, World Wars, herself an army nurse experiencing service around the time of Korea, the Korean War in the early 50s. But one thing that I always cherished the most that I shared with her was her baptism and her faith. She was baptized a Catholic in 1923, the same year she was born, and raised in a very good church in the northwest corner of Kansas. They were active and they loved to be in one another and they had a very good community, and she remembered that and I appreciated that. And I know that that came out of her baptism, that our faith, the faith that we hear about in our readings today, especially in the second reading in the gospel, are the way that we know God and the way that we can have confidence, such a confidence to go out and to witness to the world our faith, is because not only do we know God, we know the second person of the Trinity, Jesus Christ, who humbled himself to come and meet us. The gospel was long, but it was rich with our faith and rich in the testimony of a woman who comes to know the faith. Herself cast out, only half chosen, or rather half blooded, a descendant of our Lord, not a Jew, but a Samaritan. Yet, knowing her father and her father's father and her father's 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 story, she knows who owns the well. She knows that she is allowed to go there to that well. Yet, for a Jew to come up and talk to her, to share a water jar, is unheard of. But our Lord doesn't care, because our Lord knows her. And our Lord knows how generous the Samaritan people are. We should really attach ourselves to that idea. The Samaritan people are really good. He cleanses 10 leopards, only one comes back, it's a Samaritan. There's a good Samaritan walking down the road after the Levite and the priest have passed a man injured. It's the Samaritan who picks him up, puts him on his animal, takes him to the inn, and pays for all of his care. It's the Samaritan woman in the Gospel of John that learns the heart of Christ, one of the first that he reveals himself to. He spent the gospel saying, "Do not tell them about me yet, but to her, I am the Messiah, the one you're awaiting." And if she knows her history, as she says she does, she knows how important water is. The Lord cleanses the earth and washes it clean of sin in the floods of Noah. He saves his chosen race and even destroys his enemies by the waters of the Red Sea. He baptizes them in a baptism of water to know our Lord in John the Baptist. Even the Israelites, however, struggle over water. They know it's a life source. And in our first reading, they're crying out to Moses, "Was this even worth it? What are you doing? We're suffering in a desert and we don't even have water." And our Lord in his generosity says, "Touch the rock and water comes forth." But even this water can't be redone. About 20 chapters later, they're going to cry out for water again. And Jesus and Moses is supposed to command that the water come forward because our Lord has already made it come forth. Those baptismal waters that I share with my grandmother, I rejoice in. I rejoice that once for all, not to be redone, our Lord pours life into us. That we die to a life of sin. It's washed clean. And we're reborn to a life in Christ, to know him, to know the waters that he continues to give us life with. Today we celebrate the rites of the scrutinies. We have one here in our parish who is preparing to be baptized. Those others in the RCIA don't go through this process because they've already been washed clean. But to receive the gift of our Lord, who's calling us by name, to encounter us personally, to encounter this woman personally, to say, you, although only half of the inheritance of the chosen race, you, whom I'm not supposed to enter your house and share your jar or your utensils, you are a daughter of God. And you are meant to meet our Lord. Praise God of her faith. She gains a new zeal. She meets the Messiah. She goes out to the town of Samaria and tells people, I have met him who told me my entire life. Our Lord, who humbles himself to take the form of man, knows us already, knows us personally, and knows the struggle of our sin without needing to know that sin, and wants us to know that we can be washed clean. And the conversion that we've experienced in these first few weeks of Lent, we are now being invited to know Christ and to enter into his mysteries and allow him to engage us. Because as if it wasn't humble enough already to take the form of man, he's so humble as to give us our grace to hold us in existence and to know us. And to seek our faith first before we ask to know him. He says to her, give me a drink. He's willing to drink the waters of hers before she receives his. Our Lord wants to meet us. He wants to engage us. There were baptismal waters that I didn't share with my own father. He joined the church in 2001 when he was 45 years old. That's the closest I have ever been to him because he finally met the Lord. You have the opportunity this morning. We have the opportunity this morning. Will we allow the Lord to touch the place that we've kept from him, to engage us first, to remind us that we have received his baptismal waters, the waters of his blood that flow out from him. We will have a very rich Lent if we allow him to come into our lives, to meet us. And for us to go forward and to tell the world that we have met the Messiah who knows our life and he knows our sins and he forgives us. He shows us his mercy that we may show mercy to others.